Well, Merry Christmas, everyone, and I'm glad that you can be a part of this experience. And even though we are recording this, we will be putting out, the Lord willing, on Christmas Eve for folks to hear and to marvel and to be startled once more by this message of good news. We'll take the theme from the passage that Dale read earlier from Luke chapter 2. We've been in Luke. And looking over these last several weeks, the assurance that we can have, the certainty that we can have because of God's work, and we can trust God's faithfulness, we can trust His mercy, we can trust His working among us, and that He has sent His Son into this world to reconcile people to Himself. It's good news. It's good news of great joy. We'll be looking at primarily the story of the shepherds, but we'll be pulling some application from the life of Mary, her wonder, what she did through this time, and also looking at our own response. So what's the best news that you could get this year? What's the one thing that would bring you joy in this year? What news would leave you changed forever? I'm asking us, as we look at this passage, to listen closely. I'm asking us to take this message to heart, this passage to heart. God is bringing us good news of great joy. What does He say? A Savior is born who is Christ the Lord. Now that is good news. We could look at this year, and it has been quite a year, 2020. At times you may have responded to the headlines with shock or grief or disbelief. You may have grown weary and bitter, complaining about all that you see. The constant news about the virus may have swept you away in a rushing torrent of pain and sadness. Even now, you may know someone who is experiencing the effects of this virus. You may know a business person who is dealing with the fallout from the closures that we've experienced. And what would be the news that they needed to hear? As we know, this coronavirus is just one of multiple stories throughout this year of 2020. We may well ask, where is the good news? What haven't we seen or heard this year? Let me ask you again, what's the best news that you could get even right now? Your debts are paid? You get a new boss? You find your best friend? You locate great treasure? Your fears diminish? You are healed. You know peace. Notice, though, that the question and the answer narrows to a very specific individual, and that is you. Singular. And now notice that the passage before us, this good news of great joy, is for all people. Enter a scene at night. Shepherds, outcasts of their time. They're keeping watch over their flock. These men, too late, may well have asked, where is the good news? For these isolated flock keepers, according to Warren Wiersbe, their work not only made them ceremonially unclean, but it kept them away from the temple for weeks at a time so that they could not be made clean. They were outcasts. They were isolated. Sound familiar? And yet, here we see that these lowly, unnamed men are the first ones to hear good news, the most amazing news ever reported. It's good news for them. It's good news for you and for me. On this night, an angel appears to the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shines around them. These crusty souls melt in fear. That's when the angel says, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all people." Did you hear that? Good news, great joy, all people. What is the news? What does the angel announce? What is the good news for these men on that night? And what is the good news for us? Please listen closely. Please take this to heart. Please hold firmly to this good news. And it's found in verse 11 of chapter 2 of Luke. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. What is this good news? Let's break it down. For unto you is born. When I think of birth announcements, I don't typically picture them applying to those outside the immediate circle of family and friends. It's highly unlikely that any of us have ever received a birth announcement from a total stranger, at least not on purpose. But that's what happens here. These shepherds get word that a baby is born. They get word that this baby was born for them. Not only that, this baby is born for all people. Picture, even our best, most uplifting news stories carry a narrow focus that excludes you and me. The mom cured is not my mom. The family reunited is not your family. But here we see that this newborn baby is born for you and he's born for me. This is good news of great joy for all people. This day in the city of David, this good news narrows in this way, however. On this day in the fullness of time, from Galatians 4, chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, God sent forth his son. This baby is born in the very place by the prophecy from God, Micah 5:2. This baby is born in the very place Joseph and Mary traveled by the power of God. We read this in Luke 2, verses 1 through 7. Through the infinitely wise and almighty work of God, the baby arrives. By the sovereign, sweeping hand of God, the baby is born on this day in Bethlehem, in David's city. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. The baby is the Savior? Yes, to all people, including the outcast, the lonely, the fearful. This is good news of great joy. And yet, the good news comes with a warning label. Word of a Savior means that someone needs saving. And God graciously warns us all of our need for a Savior. He points out our desperate plight. Let this report sink in. A Savior is born for you because you and I need saving. You and I are sinful rebels who spurn God at every turn. We follow our own path. We are all like sheep. Interesting that God announced that to shepherds, isn't it? All we like sheep have gone astray. And yet, there is God sending us His Son. There is God giving us His one and only Son. There is God providing us wayward sinners rescue through His Son. There is God bringing us good news of great joy. A Savior is born who is Christ the Lord. The baby born is the promised Messiah. He is the one God sets apart. He is to be God's servant, reconciling sinners to God. The baby is Lord at birth. He is Yahweh. He is God. He is the Word made flesh. That's the good news. What do we do with that good news? Four things, really briefly. Go in haste and see. Like the shepherds, let's not delay. Let's go in haste to behold this child. Get moving. Go see. Step inside. Draw near. Look and keep looking. Behold your Savior. behold the glory of God. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:6. Not only go in haste and see, but make this saying known. When the shepherds saw what the angel told them, they made the saying known. They didn't speak under duress. They didn't speak simply out of duty. They're making known what was shown them as an overflow from joyful hearts. They don't keep this good news quiet. They have to speak what they have seen and heard. Third, treasure up all these things. How does Mary respond to all this? Well, we see in the last part of this section that when the shepherds are there, it says, verse 19, Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. So let's be like Mary in that regard. Let's treasure up what God has done. She holds these details close. She puts them away. She ponders them. She rehearses them over and over and over again, the work of God in her midst. She thinks seriously about all that happens and all that it means. And fourth, get back to work, glorifying and praising God. The shepherds returned to the fields and to their flocks. They got back to work. And how did they return? They glorified and praised God for all that they had heard and seen. They gave God glory. They gave God praise. And they didn't stop. They glorified and praised God over and over and over again. They make much of God and His good news. And here we are. You and I hear this news over and over and over again. But how do we respond? How do you respond? Do you sit back? Do you disbelieve? Do you scoff? Are you like the people who wonder but they leave unchanged from the report of the shepherds? Are you mildly interested in the story? Listen, this Christmas, where are you in the story of this child born for you? Are you like the shepherds? Are you filled with fear yet quick to hear and believe? Are you like Mary, who treasures up all these things, pondering them in her heart? Are you like many who hear the news with wonder, yet go on unchanged by any of it? Please listen closely. Please take this to heart. God brings us good news of great joy, and it's for all people. A Savior is born, who is Christ the Lord. See Him. Receive Him. Know Him. Treasure Him. Martin Luther once said, this, the good and happy news, that Christ has paid for our sin and through His suffering has redeemed us from eternal life. Paul David Tripp says, this good news of the kingdom is not freedom from hardship, suffering, and loss. It is the news of a Redeemer who has come to rescue me from myself. We are sinners who need rescue, and Jesus came for sinners like you and like me. Let's be amazed at our Savior, Jesus, Lord at birth, our Messiah, the one set apart, God Himself, the Word made flesh. Treasure Him, make much of Him. This is good news. And if I can give a nod to my Texas roots, this is good news, y'all. And it's for all y'all. So let's proclaim this good news on this most special Christmas Eve. The Lord bless you and thank you. Father, thank you for the good news that you've brought to us through Jesus, that He Himself not only proclaims good news, but He is the good news. Thank you that we know our Savior, Jesus. Thank you that by your grace, we are people who are now set apart, that we are no longer slaves to sin, but that we become your righteousness through Jesus' death, his resurrection. Thank you for the hope that we have this Christmas. And may we worship you well. May we live our lives for your glory. May we join with that angel chorus, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom you favor. God, thank you for showing us your favor through your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.